You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Out. And I just want to thank you for joining me today. Again, my whole goal is that this would encourage you, that this would help you to learn to live from the inside out, which is the divine and beautiful way that God has designed us. And so often, though, we get that backwards, and we're living from the outside in, and the pressures, the problems, all the news and clutter of our world, you know, tend to encroach on the inside. And God has made us in a beautiful, different way that we live from the inside out. In the last couple of episodes, we've been talking about how to do that and how to do that day by day, incorporating some things called spiritual disciplines. They're just holy practices, holy habits that help us to live in the right way and to live from the inside out. Well, today I want to talk a little more on that whole idea of living just one day at a time, just day by day. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, and this is in the New Living, New International Version, says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Is that not true? The Living Bible says, live one day at a time. And then in the Amplified Bible, it even adds this, each day has troubles. So here's the context of living one day at a time, that we're not to worry. We're not supposed to worry about today, and we're not supposed to worry about tomorrow. And to worry about tomorrow actually creates anxiety. And to worry about yesterday actually creates depression. And then we're worrying today, and plus tomorrow and the past and all that, we just got triple and double trouble and harm in our life. Now, we need to understand that every day has trouble. Every day has stress and pressure and strain. Studies show that on average, about 25% of your day is going to involve some kind of challenge, unpleasantry, something like that, something that's undesirable. So the first thing is just don't be shocked. You know, to think that every day is just going to be perfect. No, 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 that's heaven, and we are not in heaven yet. So part of managing on the day by day is to realize ahead of time, I'm going to have some challenge today. I'm going to have some unpleasantries. I'm going to have to do some things today that I really don't fully enjoy. And that's not a doom and gloom. That's not a predisposed mindset, oh, this is going to be a bad day. Not that at all. It's just so that I'm not shocked, so I'm not disappointed with the fact that there, you know, there's going to be some challenge, some trouble every day. You're going to get some bad news every day. I believe that the good news is dominant, though, when we get our focus in the right way. So stress and anxiety, this is important to know. Stress and anxiety, worry, all of that, it affects a region of our brain that actually governs our emotions and our emotional response. And then that releases stress-related hormones. And too often then, over time, that burns up your organs and systems. And that, in the short term and long term, is what makes you cranky and unmotivated, not creative, even sick, and to have disease. Think of that word, disease. It's dis-ease. So it's just, we've got to do something a little different here so that we're not setting ourselves up, you know, from the brain, the chemicals, our soul, everything else, that we're running in the wrong direction. As you know, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And at the center of who you are is your soul. And at the center of your soul are your emotions. And your emotions, that's where I want to focus for a few moments today. They're the most volatile. They're the most subject to change. And they're also, get ready for this, they're also a major target of the enemy. So if he can get you off kilter today in your emotions, then you're going to be off for the day. Think about this. If he can do that day by day, then he creates a pattern. You cooperate, and now you kind of cut a groove, so to speak, and that cuts into your personality, your outlook, your potential, your influence, your daily creativity, your relationships, your future, and it leaves you limited and derailed and drained. And then after a while, you're just convinced that's normal. That's just the way that you are. I'm just in this mood, or on Mondays, I feel this way. And I want to encourage you, throw that off. Just resist that. That's not who you are. And realize that you can take charge of this and not be led by, driven by your emotions. And remember again, your emotions can be a major target of the enemy. So we've got to fight this. And you have to fight it, I would say, virtually every day. And some days you're going to have to fight it all day if need be. Well, I just get in this mood. Well, you know, don't let that be who you are. Now, listen to this. Your will does not have complete control over your emotions. I want to say that again. Your will does not have complete control over your emotions. But your will does have good control over your emotions. Over your actions. So I want to get that clear for you. Your will does not have complete control over your emotions, but your will does have good control over your actions, and your actions can actually redirect your feelings or your emotions. So I can, to some degree, will that I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be joyful today. I'm going to be up today. That's part of it, rather than deciding and willing I'm just going to be sad, mad, gloomy, whatever. But your will only has certain amount of control over your emotions, but your will has great control over your actions. And when you change your actions, that can help to redirect your feelings and your emotions. So your actions, just let's think this out. I can spend the next 20 minutes in a bad mood and just scroll through Instagram and Facebook, and that's not going to help. Or I can say, hey, I'm going to take the next 20 minutes. I'm going to read a couple promises from God's Word. I'm going to go drink a good glass of cold water, clean, cool, clear water. And I'm going to take a little bit of a walk, you know. And so whatever it would be, you can will your actions, and your actions then are going to have a direct impact on directing your feelings and your emotions. You can actually steer your emotions rather than be steered by them. So the big point is this, monitor your emotions. And you're going to hear me say that a lot, whether I'm preaching, teaching, sharing with somebody, or even on this podcast. You've got to monitor your emotions. And the way you do that is you monitor your soul. Remember that in your soul, that's where you think and feel and decide and remember. And you have to pay attention. What's going on in there? Don't just accept that, hey, today I feel off, or hey, today I feel down. You need to ask yourself, what is this? Why am I feeling this way? In the Psalms, David asked his soul several times. One place in particular, Psalm 42, verse 5, David said, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? He questioned his soul. Why am I feeling this way? What's going on? What is this? Rather than just accept, I feel down, he instead checked with his soul. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Monitor your soul. Monitor your emotions. Don't just say, well, this is the way it is today. This is the way I am. Because remember, the devil would love to get you on a day-by-day basis doing that. And then you think that's who you are. You think that's just normal. And it's not. God has so much more for you. And there's so much joy and peace and creativity and color in life rather than just letting your emotions dictate to you that you're down. So ask your soul, okay, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? And you may need to check for, is there something I need to be doing? Oh, yeah, I forgot I've got to do that, or I have this task to take care of. Well, then go take care of that. Do what you need to do. Sometimes it's what I call stowaways. you're nervous about something, you feel guilt about something, impatience, something's not resolved, there's a real reason to be sad. Well, identify that, monitor that. And then always check in with the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit stirring you? Is he speaking something to you? Is he maybe convicting you of something? And then sometimes the enemy of your soul, just it's a spirit of heaviness, and you need to command that to leave you in Jesus' name. So it is so important that we look at what's going on. Don't just accept it and realize that every day you can have joy. Every day you can have peace. Now, I did not say that every moment's just going to be a party. You know, we have real life. We have a real mix of events and things that we have to process. And here's the key. As you process that, make sure that you do process it and you don't get stuck being down, sad, disheartened, distracted, whatever else. Monitor your soul. Talk to yourself. Remind yourself of the goodness of God, the promises of God, and stay very aware, stay very alert of your soul and your emotions. And this is part of learning to live from the inside out. Well, I hope you'll think about this. I hope that you'll become aware of this in your own self. How are you right now? Think about that. How are you feeling right now? If you're kind of down, if you're feeling up, or you're just kind of in neutral, you know, take some time. Get away, take some time, figure that out, commit it to the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to help you and fill you and give you that peace and joy that comes from him. Well, I hope this has been an encouragement to you. I want to thank you for joining me again. Can't wait till the next time. And if this is helpful to you, please share this with some of your friends, some people that you know that this would help them as well. It is my absolute joy to come to you each week and share this with you. And I pray that you have a great rest of the week. God bless you. We'll be with you next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.